All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Arvin Anderson with us. He's a confident coach and mind-body expert. So welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation.
Of course, man. Me too. So we like to start off, get to know you a little bit. The first one I got for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Ooh, the best story from my life. Man, the best story from my life is probably one of my most tragic stories.
Okay.
Because it's really what took me to my rock bottom, which is really what catapulted this whole transformation for me. Mm-hmm. And that was my business and my relationship collapsing at the same time. You know, I was thriving, you know, multi six-figure business. I was engaged to be married. And what felt like overnight, everything just collapsed. And business went broke, the engagement broke off, and I was just at my most rock bottom moment, which was really what created the awakening for me. You know, just being down in the depths of darkness like that and just feeling so alone and broken and isolated, and then asking myself the question, you know, what are you going to do about this, man? Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, is this how you're going to spend the rest of your life? And it was in my darkest moment where I found my greatest strength. And that's what just catapulted this whole journey of life transformation for me, and really just, you know, created this role that I have now as a confidence coach and a mind body expert, because of everything I had to go through to get to this point that enables me to turn around and help other people get out of their ruts, get out of their rock bottom, and get them going to where they need to be.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that with us. So now let's dive into your expertise now, you know, what you were able to achieve so far. So like, what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry? So if you want to go kind of the confidence route, or they're probably connected, the mind body part.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with confidence, some people think it's just like some people have and some people don't. I wasn't always confident. You know, for me, confidence is a skill that I've trained over years. And it's something that I practice. There's things that I do on a daily basis that strengthen my confidence, because confidence is really just a frequency of energy. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I do is, you know, I take myself to my peak energy state every morning. So I know that I have access to it. And then when I kind of come down from that a little bit, I'm just vibrating at a higher frequency regardless. And when you're just feeling fully energized, that does translate into more of a confident mindset, right? You feel better. You're thinking more clearly. You're getting better insights. You're showing up at a better version of yourself, which all kind of fall into the category of confidence. And then with the whole mind-body side of it is, you know, everything that we're after in life, right? We think, you know, we have all these goals we want to achieve. We have these things that we want to acquire. And we're after all of these things because we think that we'll feel better in the having of it. And in reality, it's training ourselves to feel better first that's going to align us with those things. And with the whole mind-body thing, you know, what you feel is in your body, but what you feel is created by what you think about, which is mind. So by controlling your thoughts, you control how you feel. By controlling how you feel, you start to create new things for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I love it. Would you mind sharing, like, what is, like, your morning routine to get into that state?
Yeah, absolutely. I start from meditative state. You know, I don't do it every single morning. I don't do everything every single day, because when I do that, I try to chase perfection, and that's what starts to break me. So okay. I meditate 5 days a week. I intentionally take 1 to 2 days off a week just to break the need for perfection. But I go into a meditative state with the intention of multiple things. Either I'm going in where I'm going to revisit my vision, or if I have a current situation that I have some inner conflict on and I want to find some resolution, I kind of sit with that and see what can come out of it. Sometimes I just sit down and I'll do a guided meditation where somebody else is just walking me through it. and because maybe I'm just feeling a little busy in my mind that day.
Yep.
But whatever I do, I sit down with some sort of intention, and I sit for about 15 to 20 minutes. Never really longer than that. Never really shorter than that. Just kind of where my, that's about all the time I need to get what I want out of it. And then after I come out of it, I go into my incantations where I just, I say to myself, you know, how, you know, the things that I want to believe about myself, how I want to show up that day, what my intentions are for that day. And then I'll do what my, I do my 1 to 10. And for my 1 to 10 is I count from 1 to 10. And each time I say a number, I get louder and more intense. And when I get to that 10, it's just my full exertion of my power. And then when I sit there, that's when I'm vibrating at my highest frequency. And then I just, you know, like literally feeling that vibration through my body. And then from there is when I go on and take on the rest of my day.
Nice, man. All right. That's awesome. And then what is your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
My best piece of business advice is that, man, business is, it's an energy game, man. It's a spiritual game. It's your business is going to be a reflection of you, right? So if things aren't working out for you in your business, my first piece of advice would be, what's going on within you? What are the things that you're thinking about? What are the things that you're focusing on? How are you showing up in the different areas of your life that may be reflection of how your business is showing up for you? Because so many times we go right into the action, right? It's like, oh, this isn't working. Let me take this action. This isn't working. Let me take this action. And with business, if we're not careful, we start to come from a place of scarcity and we start to react from a place of fear. And if we don't have those things in line first, we don't take control of those within ourselves first, you know, the actions that we take are going to be a reflection of that. And so are the results.
Absolutely. So now let's talk about your younger self. So if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
If I could give myself one piece of advice, I would say, be intentional with celebrating your achievements. You know, that's, you know, part of the reason why I'm taking off on this journey of travel is because, you know, I'm 40 years old now and I've spent the last 15 years of my life just grinding, you know? And when I say grinding, like I've loved everything that I do. Like I enjoy just immersing myself into whatever business I'm creating. I've created multiple businesses over my life. I love that process, but it's always been like, as soon as I check some off the list, it's what's next, what's next, what's next. And I look back at these last 15 years and I barely took any time to really celebrate and enjoy a lot of the achievements that I accomplished. And yeah. I would go back and say, you know, have a little bit more fun along the way. You know, it doesn't always have to be all about the work. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Love that, man, dude. And that is awesome. So congrats. Cause yeah, we were talking before, you're about to embark on quite the journey. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
So perfect segue here. So then in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
The key to happiness is really identifying what feelings will make you feel happy and focusing on the things that create those feelings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As long as we're pursuing things in our external world in the hopes that it will make us happy, we'll continue chasing something that will never fulfill us. And in reality, we can be happy right here, right in this moment. It's all by choosing what it is that you want to think about, but knowing what those thoughts are and then beginning the daily practice of choosing those thoughts as frequently as possible.
Mm-hmm. And then what is the best book that you've read and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
Ooh, man, the best book that I've read. I've read so many books. Oh, man. I always go back to one of the original books I ever read that set me off on the world of life transformation. And it was The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And it's just so fascinating how four simple agreements can really just embody everything that you need to live your life by.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so simple, but it's so true. And it's difficult to do. You know, be impeccable with your word to yourself and to other people. That's challenging.
Yeah.
It's hard to honor yourself and everybody in every situation. It's simple. It makes total sense. But the actual practice of it, it's challenging. But that's what's cool about this journey of life transformation is, you know, there's no end game. You'll never get there. You can just only continue to get better. And having the principles such as those to guide your life by are quite empowering and really lead you along the right way.
Mm-hmm. And then what is your favorite quote and why?
Ooh, what is my favorite quote and why? Oh, there's so many quotes out there. The one that's really resonating with me lately is, if you want to take the island, burn the boats. And that was something that I've to position myself to what I'm doing right now, literally in my life, is I'm burning all of my boats. And it was terrifying in the beginning to do that. Like, it was so hard. There was one of the burning of the boats was a conversation I had to have with somebody. And I remember sitting there and they're like, well, what do you want to talk about? And I couldn't, like, it was so hard just to speak the words, because the fear of actually burning that boat was so incredibly intense that, like, sitting here, like, my mouth is opening and nothing's coming out. And the person's like, what, man? Like, what are you trying to say? And I'm like, But once I did it, you know, you just, like, it's like jumping out of an airplane. It's like, okay, you're in it, you're here. And it's just like this incredible feeling once you actually face and overcome that fear. And then once I started burning boat after boat after boat, I started building a lot of momentum, and things are just really starting to turn extraordinary for me. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Well, listen, dude, thank you for sharing everything you did on the episode. The last one I got for you, where can our listeners best connect with you online?
Awesome. Yeah, I go live every day Monday through Friday on Instagram at Arvin_Anderson, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and just sitting there and talking with my community about the principles of creating an extraordinary life for yourself and answering any questions that I can for people in the moment when they need them.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks again for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this was great. I appreciate the conversation.